I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots. It's that time of year, time to spread the word and support the cause of public radio. Let's make a pit stop at one of our favorite juke joints in South Louisiana and see how they bring in the customers.
How y'all feel out there tonight? Y'all feel all right? Do you feel all right out there?
Yeah. It's Teddy's Juke Joint, right along Blues Highway 61 in Zachary, Louisiana. It's a small double shotgun house at the end of a gravel road, lit up by Christmas lights all year round. Inside, you'll find good times and good blues music, served up by Lloyd Johnson Jr., a well-dressed bear of a man in a red suit, sporting a large cowboy hat, and better known to the regulars as Teddy.
Well, the history started with my grandmother. She bought it back 1920, 1921. I was born here, 1946, and I've been here for 64 years now.
So you were born right where your juke joint is?
Yes, I was born in the building, a little two-room shack with a front porch.
27 years at the juke joint, the house that Teddy built.
This name Teddy's, I see you got little teddy bears everywhere. There's a teddy with a guitar on the door. Has this been a nickname since you were a little kid?
Well, what would happen? My godmother named me Teddy because I was so dark. And until I got in first grade, I didn't know my name was Lloyd Johnson Jr., which is my real name. And the teacher, when she called Lloyd Johnson, I looked around to see who Lloyd Johnson was. So she told me that was my name. And she put me in the corner on my knees and said, when you come back to school, you know what your name is. So I come home and I told my mother. My mother told me, your name is Lloyd. That's when I made you learn how to spell it before you went to school. I said, no, that's my daddy's name. And I didn't realize until I was in first grade that that was my name.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you want to go to the Delta of Mississippi?
When people come in the door at Teddy's, what are they going to see?
As far as I'm concerned, and my wife says, you see a whole lot of junk. It's just different stuff people gave me, and I like a lot of shiny objects, so I put a lot of lights up. And of course, I had to do it the cheapest way I can, so I started buying Christmas lights.
If you like the blues, if you love the blues, you got to feel the vibrations that you get at the juke joint.
I've noticed that on the door you list yourself as a PhD in record spinning.
Well, I moved a little bit beyond the PhD to a cum laude degree.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
In DJing?
I don't call myself a DJ. I call myself an old-time record spinner.
Now, you mentioned the cum laude. How did you get the cum laude beyond the PhD in spinning records?
Because I think that I've been doing it long enough to create my own self degree and to what I think that the blues is supposed to be all about.
I can't make you love me, baby.
Do you love me, baby?
I keep on trying.
Shake your rump until you get enough, honey.
Baby.
Now, for the people that can't see us right now, you're wearing a cowboy hat, you got a red suit, you got a black shirt, you got cowboy boots on, you got a fancy belt buckle and a bolo. What is it about the look that you got here? Why is it important to look like the classic blues guy to run your juke joint, to do your DJ spinning?
Because it was a special thing that blues men did. They might have had shoes on with no bottoms in them, but they was always clean. They might have rode the same suit every time you seen them. But you had to be dressed. It's about the heritage and being special. And it's got to be like an icon. Everybody look for me to have a cowboy hat on, a suit, and my jewelry, and smell good as I can.
You do smell great.
Yeah, thank you.
Now don't y'all forget about my cooking the chicken.
One thing, baby.
She cooked more chicken than anybody in this town.
I want you to understand.
Hey, baby, do you like okra with your black-eyed peas?
You got this great line of talk, this line of jive. Where do you get all this stuff about cornbread and the old man this and the rooster that? Where do you get all that from? Where do you get all your great talk from?
Well, my great talk comes from the life I live and what my ancestors fed me And what really happens is, when I get in front of the mic, it's just like a dictionary open up, and it just come out.
Everybody out there who don't have nobody, put your arms around yourself. Squeeze yourself tight as you can. Tell Obama we need a plan for this.
How do you feel when you're back there behind the mic and up there in the console? What's going through your mind?
Well, I feel like I just got an Academy Award, or I'm the president, or I'm the greatest preacher you ever heard. And that what makes Teddy's Juke Joint work.
Well, Teddy, I want to thank you for visiting with me here on American Roots. I think Blues Highway 61 has got to be one of the great American roots, and you're right on it.
Thank American Roots. Come back to visit me whenever you feel like it.
Jackie Scott singing all about Teddy's Juke Joint.
Let's head west, about 80 miles from Teddy's, to where for years people have played Zydeco and blues in French. It's the late king of the Zydeco accordion, Clifton Chenier, with his brother Cleveland Chenier on rubboard, walking to Louisiana on American Roots.
Walking to Louisiana, walking to Louisiana, I'm walking to Louisiana, walking to Louisiana. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, walking to Louisiana. Got to see my honey. I'ma give her all of my money. I'm got to see my honey. I'ma give her all of my money. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to Louisiana. I want to see my honey. Thank you.
I'm going down in Louisiana. Baby, behind the sun. I'm going down to Louisiana, honey, behind the sun. Well, you know, I just found out my trouble just begun. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hand. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hand.
Oh, take me with you, man, when you go.
I'll show all you good-looking women just how to treat your man.
Let's go back to New Orleans, boys.
Louisiana blues, muddy waters in pursuit of what Louisiana, and especially New Orleans, has to offer. That power of the mojo hand. And you too can use the power by making it rain for public radio. Reach out to your local public radio station with your contribution today. You'll be glad you did.